Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering a regulation that is the other side of the capitalization coin. It is called TRES, Reg 1.162-4. It was issued in 2013 as part of the same repair regulation package that governs building costs. If the betterment, restoration, and adaptation tests tell you when to capitalize a cost, this regulation tells you when to deduct it. The rule is straightforward. Amounts paid for repairs and maintenance on property used in your trade or business are deductible in the year you pay them. The condition is that the cost must not be required to be capitalized under the improvement rules in the other repair regulations. So you run the analysis, you ask whether the expenditure is a betterment, a restoration, or an adaptation. If it passes any of those tests, it is a capital improvement. You capitalize it and depreciate it over years. If it fails all three tests, it is a repair or maintenance. And this regulation says, deduct it now. The regulation also has an optional provision. You can elect to capitalize amounts that would otherwise qualify as repairs if you consistently capitalize those costs on your books and records. This election keeps your tax treatment in line with your financial statements. Some businesses prefer that consistency. It is an option, not a requirement. Now, why does this matter for cost segregation? When a cost seg study is performed, it does two things at once. It identifies the components of your building and assigns them to the correct depreciation classes for the original purchase. That is the core of the study. But the study also creates the component level cost record you need to analyze future expenditures. When you spend money on your building in future years, you apply the repair regulations. The study tells you what the original components cost and what class they were in. That is the baseline for the analysis. If the expenditure fails all three tests, it is a repair under this regulation. You deduct it immediately. The practical value of having that baseline is significant. Without a study, component costs are buried in a single building asset account. It is much harder to demonstrate that a replacement was not a major component, or that the cost did not materially increase the unit's capacity. With a study on file, those numbers are documented. More current deductions mean less tax in the years when you are actively maintaining your property. That is real cash flow year after year. That is TRES, Reg 1.162-4. The authority that turns a cost segregation study from a one-time event into an ongoing tax planning tool. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Explore the full authority library in your report to see how all these regulations work together.